The Clock Shadow Creamery in Milwaukee has gained a name for itself in 2 short years of existence. It's one of only a handful of urban cheese factories in the country. Part of its mission is to create a tight production loop, so it's been trucking in milk from a small family dairy 30 miles west. Lately, another supply has been arriving from a half hour north. The producers are goats. We visit the Afterglow Dairy Farm near Port Washington. It's hard not to smile when you hear the voices of Barry Mittling's 3-day-old kids. Mittling's wife, Sandra, has been feeding a penful of 3-day-olds. They spend the first few hours of life with their moms before being moved to straw-filled plastic tubs. It's there Mittling feeds them their own mother's first milk.
We're very adamant about getting enough colostrum into them babies, you know, good quality colostrum, you know. So what we're mostly after is the antibodies. You know, for the colostrum is the energy and the nutrients, but also then the antibodies. The mother transfers all of that.
So they never feed from their mom?
No, not yet. In the future, we may let them. But, you know, I said we bought from clean herds, but still a little cautious because I've heard of other people buy clean animals and then animals show up positive. So, yeah, after the mothers clean them up and they're filling, the babies are moving around, we move them and then harvest the colostrum from the mother and then feed it to the kids.
Now Sandra feeds the 3-day-olds, dispensing whole pasteurized goat milk from a plastic tub fitted with nipples. The kids suck ravenously.
They're getting milk, and then when they get a little older, they get transitioned to milk replacers.
In the meantime, the farmers can begin to harvest the mother's milk. Mittling's banking his success and income on its value as high-quality cheese. This is the Mittling's first kidding season. They started just last summer with 200 goats, hand-picked from established herds.
We've got goats from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, Ohio, Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
Mittling and a friend traveled to each farm to fetch the animals and check the condition of those farms. He says it's essential to have good genetics and goats free of diseases common to the animal, such as arthritis and infected breaks in the skin, especially their hooves.
And so we tried to buy from herds that were clean from the diseases. You know, they'd already did all the work of cleaning up their herds, you know.
And cleaning up involves
like blood testing, and then for a number of years, continuing to test to make sure it's clean.
The other part of the project was turning an old dairy farm, some of its buildings from the turn of the last century, into a goat-scaled operation.
So this building, you can see, we took off all the steel. One is because it leaked, but second is because it's so dark in here. So we try to make a brighter environment, you know, in here for these babies.
Across the farmyard in another building, goats that Mittling now milks hang out in their living quarters.
So, we jackhammered all the, first cut all the steel out of here from the cow dairy, put in a ventilation system so that it'll draw that warm, damp air out of here.
So how many goats are in here right now, do you suppose?
About 115 or so, I think. So
Mittling aims to build his milking herd to 450. That's not a number he's pulling out of his head. It's based on the capacity of his buildings and the tillable land around them. Mittling plans to create a pasture of goat favorites for them to graze.
Like clovers and alfalfa, grasses, and then herbs. You know, I want to do a big mixture because a goat is a browser, so that means they have a wide diet. They're dependent on what we bring to them. And if we don't bring them a diverse diet, I think it affects their health or productivity. You know.
Less than a year into the venture, Mittling feels he has a good start at Afterglow Farm. He says its future lies in the health of its newborn kids and getting them off to a good start.
Our death loss on the babies, I think, is only like, it's actually less than 1% right now on the live-born babies. So it's exceptional well, yeah.
The 50-year-old says he tended his first goats when he was 8, growing up in Minnesota. You can see the pride in the quiet man's eyes when he says this is only the beginning of a new phase, and he intends to share what he learns.
Hopefully we can educate and train and bring somebody in here, you know, that'll take and run with this thing. I'm getting old, you know, eh?
Yet Mittling doesn't plan to move on anytime soon. It's almost planting season, and just weeks ago, his first truckload of milk trundled off to Milwaukee. Tomorrow, we'll meet the man crafting those first batches of goat cheese at Clock Shadow Creamery. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
All righty.
driving like this.